Hi, I'm Stan.
And I'm Shen.
And each week we bring you the Stan and Shen Show. And each week we talk about fun things through our travels throughout the capital region. We touch on food, we touch on news, try to touch heavily on good news. And Shen's always available with hot takes.
Yeah, so if you could follow along and listen to us every week on dailygazette.com or on all major streaming platforms, we'd love to have you join us.
I say potato, you say potato. We're talking turkey. We're talking tater trot.
You're gonna say turkey trot.
I know. We're going vegan. We're going vegan next Saturday.
We're actually really not going vegan because I don't think there's a singular dish that is vegan at the moment on the list. Everybody has like something included on it because like the idea is that you have a potato dish and potatoes has to be the main base. It's like what's showcased, but you can top it with anything else. So we do have some flavors I can talk about. We don't have all the flavors yet, but we do have some. Well, by the time this airs, hopefully we'll have all the flavors. So we had a last minute entry from a new restaurant in downtown Schenectady participating for the first time ever because they've only been open for like 4 months. So.
And that would be?
Dos Compadres.
There we go.
Yeah, the new Mexican restaurant on Union Street.
Okay.
Well, I should say Hispanic food. I shouldn't say Mexican because I feel like it's more than just that. But yeah, so they're participating for the first time ever. I do not have their dish at the moment. I have given them a little extra time just because they kind of came in last second. So we should go back so I can let everybody know the details of this.
Okay, so this is the Stan and Shen Show, in case you haven't picked up on that, from the cover.
Oh, yeah.
And the photo.
We're just diving right in.
But, Daily Gazette, Downtown Schenectady Improvement Corp. Or Shannon runs around and says, "Hi, I'm Shannon with the DSIC." And everybody looks at her. And I'm there going.
No one knows what DSIC is.
I know. And so I am just like, "Oh, yeah, Shenandoah worked with me. And now she's at Downtown Schenectady." And then they go, "Okay. Oh, I got that." I said, "Yes, because I just gave you 97 letters of the alphabet telling you what my co-host's job is now." But you are the promotions coordinator here at DSIC.
Correct.
Former BE.
Which is business editor for those who don't
understand. At the Daily Gazette.
The short lingual.
And so we talk a lot of things.
A lot of events.
A lot of events, a lot of food, a lot of fun.
A lot of food events.
A lot of food events. We're going to be venturing into some other stuff in this podcast.
Oh.
In our lives.
We're talking about trotting and...
We're talking about trotting. It's a trotter show.
It's trot by trots.
That's right. That's right. Some people run... I
might be potatoes at both of these things, too.
Yeah, I might be rolling.
I might be eating potatoes before and after.
So this... So the tater trot has returned.
We don't really like to talk about last year, but I will give you the background. So yes, tater trot did not take place last year. There were a number of reasons why...
Just didn't happen.
Yeah. Yep.
It was an off year.
Yeah, we were moving locations. And by we, I wasn't here at the time, but
no.
The offices were moving locations. Yeah.
A lot of spuds in the air.
Yep.
And, it didn't happen.
Correct.
But it's back. And it's back and better than ever.
Actually, that is true because we have some new stuff this year.
We do.
We
have a new mascot, right?
We do. So, yeah. So we are excited because, Sweet Sprig moved from the Stockade to J Street a couple months ago. And along with Sweet Sprig comes the store's mascot, Potato, which is a dog, not an actual potato, people. Which works out really well for us this year because we get to use him alongside our other potato friend, which is our mascot, which you'll see on all of our advertisements and flyers and stuff, which is I've now deemed with the name Doug as in D-U-G in case you didn't get it, people.
So the name Doug. When you first came up with his name, how did you spell it when you first came up with it?
Like D-U-G.
I think you were doing D-O-U-G.
No. I spelled it D-U-G.
Then I think the co-host came in and said, "Oh, Doug, D-U-G. And your boss is over my shoulder. And she got it right away. And you looked at me and went.
I was giving you that look. Because that's the look of, well, yes, Stan. Duh.
I thought it was more Doug.
No.
And then Maureen went, oh, it's a root potato. So you're just taking all of it.
Yeah. I came up with Doug. Also, I came up with this lovely design that reminds you of an 80s gym.
Wait, the headband is...
When I showed it to Maureen, the advertisements, I was like, listen, I went with sort of the colors you had come up with off the bat for the Facebook event page stuff. I said, and now I'm feeling very much like it's an 80s gym theme, which works out well for trotting. So I was like, feel like me needs headband. So we added a headband to him.
Dougie looks great.
He's, you know, he's just trotting along.
Is he Dougie P?
Dougie Potato? No, Dougie P.
Dougie P. I like Dougie P. I like Dougie P. Not Dougie Trot. I like Dougie P.
Dougie P.
Dougie Potato.
Dougie Potato. Mm. Almost sounds like you're saying, if you say it fast enough, Doug your potato. It almost sounds like dig your
potato. Ah. We're firing in all six cylinders today.
I run on four more efficient. Okay. Just letting you know.
Okay. All right. How many participants this year? The list has grown.
17. 17 is our final tally. Yep.
That's huge. So, for trot, that's a big jump.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, for potatoes, you know, like, I did say this. I was like, I kind of like that number. Like, we'll always take more participants, no doubt about it, because you can pick and choose which ones you want to go to, though many people do like to hit all of them, which is nice because 17 potato dishes is kind of up there, like, heaviness-wise with 30-some-odd soups. So I feel like we're still evening out to, like, the heaviness of it.
I think calorie count's the same.
Yeah.
30 soups, 17 potato.
Potatoes.
I say potato.
No. We only say potato. there are no potatoes there. Okay. So joining us again, you know, they were there for Soup Show, will be Annabelle's Pizza Company. They're going to be outside of City Hall along with the SUNY Schenectady food truck. So that's, so yeah. Yeah, so SUNY has, you know, generally been near Proctor's and, you know, just sort of, it's a wind tunnel over there. So that's one thing. But also this gets them out in front on J Street, which is a nice location for them. So that's great. And then... Again, new this year is Dos Compadres. I think that's also new-ish is the fact that the Seat Center has partnered with Amaury Studios.
Oh, nice.
So they're going to be doing the dish for that, which sounds phenomenal. I got the full description today, which I can pull up from my email, but the full description I'll probably put in a Facebook post, but it's like three sentences to describe this. And that's going to be
only because because you don't have a contest. So who has the longest description? Somebody comes up with
No. I have an ongoing contest currently. I think everybody is getting really long with their names. Not to the point where I haven't told them to stop doing that yet because I can't fit that on a poster, but I think we're edging really close. Because the names are insane. But I will point out, like, so far, like, a really interesting name that gives away no idea what the flavor is other than it might be spicy. Canvas Forks and Forks just sent in that they're doing the Devil's Tango Tot.
Devil's Tango Tot.
Yeah, so it sounds spicy, and it sounds like it's going to be dancing in your mouth. Like, I don't know what to make of this, but I always love getting the names in. I'll give you the name, but not the full breakdown of.
As she moves it closer to the microphone.
I can see.
This is Shannon's working between two screens and then trying to talk on the podcast. Go ahead.
So chimichurri seems to be pretty popular this year. We have at least two or three places doing something that has chimichurri as a flavored ingredient in there. But I mean, they were just really good. I feel like potato dishes just hit so much different than soups. Like soups, like I know they say you can have a lot of variety in soups, but like you really only get your brothy or your creamy, and you know, you can go your hot or you do a cold soup, but no one does a cold soup on a cold day. But potatoes, man. So, Amaury Studios in partnership with the Seat Center is going to be doing smoked brisket with chimichurri and gouda over Yukon mashed potatoes. I know.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. Right off the rip.
Yeah, but
you gotta try. I mean, you don't know.
Pass.
You don't know. Because
like, there's the contenders this year are crazy, and we have not gotten in Lily Pease, which just came off of a win for Soupstroll. So I'm interested to see what theirs are. But Vice and Virtue is doing a, out here with the long name again, a purple sweet potato pancake with a crispy pork belly, chili garlic crisp. Yeah, I told you the descriptions this year have take up so much space in my Excel sheet. It's not even funny. I mean, woofs, a deep fried potato with buffalo chicken schnitzel. First of all, I just like to say the word schnitzel. So I'm here for it. And there's a nice variety because like Faux Queen's doing yellow curry potatoes. I can't wait to see what that tastes like. What else do we have on here? SUNY Schenectady has probably the craziest one of in the most of the things that I cannot pronounce in the name. It's a triple potato. I don't know what this G word is, Stan.
I can't. Gastrix?
No.
It's 3 feet away.
Gataux. Anyone who wrote that down and knows what that means. Purple.
Look. It's probably French Canadian. You should know this. Gâteau?
Gâteau? I think it might be. It's like a purple sweet potato, batata, toasted.
So Samoa's kind of like.
It's gonna be on the
I mean, even though you're a year absent, people are jumping on the purple potato.
Purple potato, yeah. Simone's is not participating in this.
But they won previously with their purple.
Correct.
Yakima something yeah. something.
Yeah, that was really good.
So do you know the infamous purple song other than Purple Rain?
No.
We may have
no,
to.
No, but I like.
We may have to bring that up. I don't know if we can pay for it, but we have to bring
mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes.
Nope.
No. You don't know that song? Nope.
Purple People Eater.
Oh, yeah, I do.
One eye, one horn. We may have to have that jamming on J Street. Can't put it on the podcast because I didn't pay the $400, so don't be pulling anything up. We get enough problems later on in the podcast where you
move it. Oh, it's not mashed potatoes. It's hot potato, hot potato. I was trying to think of the Wiggles.
Hot potato.
Oh, the Wiggles song.
Oh, okay.
It was a kid-friendly event.
So. Oh, yes. There we go.
We'll play the Wiggles.
So that's next Saturday.
Correct. It is April 25th
from
11 to 3. We did change the time from the last time we did this event, which was a request by the restaurants.
A little shorter weather, right?
We just shifted
okay.
The time a little bit. I believe it was 12 to 4 previously.
Oh,
so
yeah,
just shifted an hour earlier so that they have time to prepare for the night service after that. They get a little bit of a break from everybody, as much of a break as you can sort of get because the places will be packed, as they usually are. So I think it's going to be a good time. It'll be a great time. Oh, and then the new things. Let's talk new things. Besides having our mascot, Potato, we do have one other new thing this year. So we had a request from our restaurants to have separate collections. At some of the locations, those who want to do it, of which include, Katie O'Burns and Grano, will both have collection jars out for people who want to donate any dollars towards Homeward Bound Dog Rescue, which is located not in downtown Schenectady's boundaries, but just outside of it. And they're a local organization that helps find homes for dogs in our community. And it's so great. And Leah over at Sweet Sprig is also going to have that because she's doing a kissing booth with Potato. So you can stop by. You don't have to get kisses from Potato for the dog. You can pet the dog. But if you want to stop by and see Potato and take photos, they'll have like a whole thing. And they're not saying you have to donate, but they're asking if you would like to. They'll have that there, and then all of that will go to Homeward Bound, and we're so excited for that this year. It's something new, something I don't think we've ever really done before, at least to my knowledge, in the last few years or since I've been here with any of our events. So it's great. It's a great community initiative, and we're so appreciative to our downtown restaurants for doing that. So.
And Potato, the recent graduate?
Correct. Yes, recent graduate of, oh my God, I forget the name of it. What exactly the certificate? Yes, therapy. Yeah.
He's therapy certified. He's,
yes.
He passed.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So he has a little jacket and he can wear and everything. But yeah, so we're excited about it. We are hoping we'll get a great turnout. I think everybody, you know, given how winter went, and I think we saw this during Soup Stroll, as cold as it was, people wanted out of the house. And though we only had about like half of what we typically would see for Soup Stroll, I mean, getting half on such a bitterly cold day was amazing. So I think people were just ready to get out the house, kicking off spring.
You know who you forgot to mention?
Oh, Bittersweet Chocolate, which is doing a chocolate drizzled potato chip rice crispy treat. Ooh, you got me chocolate. Thanks, pal.
So this is how this goes. Podcast day. There's generally a text. Don't know what it is. This is like the Jack in the Box that like is rotating. You don't know what it is. It's like Pandora's Box is my text from Shannon. So sometimes it's really easy. It's like, what time are we going? And then other times it usually leads with, I'm having a day. So then that becomes the bugle call for Stanley of, where am I going to make this happen comfortably for me, for the podcast?
I mean, I'm in pretty good spirits considering what today is for me.
I understand.
But, yeah, so.
So you had the coffee request.
I had to have the coffee.
But.
Then I did tell you, but that was more just to tell you about things that I saw pop up, which we'll note on here is strawberry shortcake flavor is back at Stewart's, which I didn't know that they actually did that flavor until this year, and for them to bring it back is a holy grail. Shout out to the peanut butter ice cream with the brownies in it. My new favorite. Listen, Stewart's, if you want, you're in downtown Schenectady, so you can totally sponsor this podcast. Would love it. Will wear yourself.
Rocky Cooper.
I call you Stortz. You have one in my hometown of Lysander. And I will just put out there that when I was home for the turkey trot, because we're going to keep talking trotting in a second, I just about nearly cried on my way to the school where the race begins because there was a Stortz. And I was like, no way, you guys. Like, I almost dead stopped the car in the middle of the road and got us into an accident. Sorry, everybody in the vehicle. But you don't understand. Like, I'm lactose intolerant. And I was telling you, Stan, you were like, did you eat it all? And I was like, I had to stop. And I was almost like, I was like 90 to 90%, 95% done with it. My stomach started hurting. I gave it 5 minutes before I went back in and was like, I'll just deal with the consequences of my stomach hurting. Like, I don't get sick, but like,
you don't feel great.
But like, I don't feel great for about an hour. But I was like, ice cream is too good. So Stewart's, your ice cream is so good that the lactose intolerant people will just die to have it.
We'll take one for the team.
We're gonna take one for the team. It was phenomenal. And now I'm thinking you put that with like the Stargazer. Is that the one with the caramel?
That's the one we had last year. That was so good. Speaking of Stewart's ice cream, on the day you had the greatest ice cream in the world at Stewart's that you loved, I did.
No, you can't get on here and you're not about to go hard on Stewart's the other flavor. You can just say you didn't like it. Just say you didn't like it. Don't give us your full review. Okay, you can go do that over at the Gazette.
We didn't put it in. We didn't put it in. I was disappointed. There's a new flavor that's out. Got a lot of pub.
He did not like it. You know, to each their own. There are certain flavors I don't like at Stewart's. To be quite frank, I think both of the mint flavors taste the same.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, because we talked about just changing the damn name. And
yeah. I think one, so, you just have chips versus like so, Oreo.
We are excited. Strawberry shortcake is back.
Yeah. Can't wait to try it. So.
And somebody else has a strawberry, right? A strawberry shortcake.
Yeah. To which you missed the moment in our office that I went through a whole emotional like flip-flop with Maureen, who's the executive director of the DSIC. Maureen doesn't eat cheesecake and a number of other items that really just...
We accept her. Usually it's a deal breaker, but for Maureen, we will accept these little idiosyncrasies she has that make no sense whatsoever.
Because she's my boss, we will accept her.
Right.
outside of office hours, I'm going to give her a little bit of side eye for it. But we battled over blue cheese and ranch during Wing Walk. Well, today, Villa Italia posted that they have a brand new pie, but it's a strawberry cheesecake pie. First of all, I don't think this thing is being sold in slices, so if we're going to taste test this, we're buying a whole pie. Bring your people. So I was like, I literally like was in the middle of saying, we don't need an excuse to go get this. Like, we can just like celebrate ourselves, when I realized that she does not hate cheesecake. And I went from being so happy to being like, oh, you ruined my whole moment. So anyway, so now we went from potatoes to strawberries. And let's get back on topic.
Okay, trotting. Let's get back to trotting.
Trotting.
So
I might have to trot on over to
Italia. So this is the update. On the delightful Run for Women Lift Her 5K virtual race. So there's actually two races going on that we are both participating in. And we are both training hard.
Yep, except last week.
And how's your training going?
Oh, it's been rough. Yep. First 2 weeks was fine. Then shin splits kicked in. I was going through some emotional things personally. So that, you know, plays that took a huge mental and emotional toll on me, which then took a physical toll. I literally took like half a week off and just didn't run two of the runs. I was like, you know what? We'll get in when we get in. Same with last week. I think I got in one mile run in, and then finally picked up some new shoes at Fleet Feet, which totally helped. And I think is part of what was causing the shin splints. And, ran a 5K literally that day after getting them. So, proud to get back on there. Was my time where I wanted it? No, but I also didn't run it straight. And the fact that I didn't run the 5K straight and my time was still pretty solid for doing like run walk splits is actually pretty commendable. So yeah, so that just tells me that I just got to get back to it. I have one today. I will not be doing it outside. Probably won't be doing it outside at all this week, which kind of sucks, but we'll test drive the new shoes on the treadmill at the gym. So, which I don't mind the treadmill, only for pushing yourself to do more speed work. And now that we're doing mileage and not time, it will actually be better for that versus like going outside, because my watch don't tell me what miles I'm at. I'd have to look, and I hate doing that when I'm riding, when I'm focused. So
we both got shoes.
We did. We got the same shoes.
This is insane. So I went, you went to Proctor's Thursday night?
No, Tuesday. Friday night.
Tuesday
night? Well, which
the second
day?
One, the second one. Friday. With Adrian.
Oh, okay.
Our Nibble Nows friend.
Yes.
Adrian.
Yes. Oh, by the way, just a little shout out for Water for Elephants. Fantastic. Saw it twice. Got to interview one of the actors. He was phenomenal. Check out the video on our website. Was not able to get the other video where he shouts out Whistling Kettle as being a great place to eat in downtown Schenectady, but we'll use that in the future because it is a great place. And yes, I did offer up additional options to him. Shout out Ambition. Shout out Bittersweet. Shout out all the J Street locations, the Vitello's, a ton of places. I was just listing them off. I was like, just walk around downtown Schenectady. You might need, every day you could go out and eat somewhere different is basically what I told this guy. So anyway.
So on that night, I went to Fleet Feet and I got the full treatment. I got it.
You got the newbie treatment.
I got the newbie.
Yeah, I'm not a newbie there, so.
Yeah, so that's why, so I go and like, this is all foreign to me and I kind of had a price in my mind. I didn't have a brand name or anything.
That price in your mind was definitely not what you paid.
I was on the website and saw the sale prices. I'm like, yeah, this should work, not knowing anything.
What's in store versus what's online is so significantly different too, which is crazy. So you could go in a store having one idea of like a shoe you want and then they won't have it in stock and you'd have to try to get it online. And I don't know if you've ever tried to get any of the clearance items online. They go quick.
So
especially if your shoe size is so common like mine is, so hard.
So shout out to John, Firefighter John, Station 1, Schenectady.
I'm pretty sure I know him.
Big guy. He was great, but he's like me. He was like, yeah. It was great to have, because the last thing I wanted to do was have some 98-pound sprinter talking to me about running.
So he also does, when I mentioned his name, he does some of the Relay for Life stuff for the Firefighters Foundations and Cancer Foundation and stuff. So shout out to him again, because they just had their event in Central Park, which was great. So. Which our friend Michelle Carr over at the city won.
Of course, she did. Because she ran a race this weekend and she didn't win. I was like kind of surprised.
Oh, she ran the Hudson Half Marathon, right?
Something. And I'm like, I saw the mayor attempt to hit the golf ball Sunday morning. He got a gun on the second try. But we didn't run that video.
Listen, golf is a much harder game than it looks.
It is. But he wasn't moving when he, but anyway. So So I went, got the full treatment, walked across, got the measurements, got all that stuff. They did the scan, did the walking.
Oh, they did your scan? Hey, it was scan me.
Well, you went in with your old shoes, and you're right. The experienced pro, and I'm like the rookie.
FYI, that whole thing about they can look at the treads and tell you stuff, they can't.
I think just like overall wear, like how it wears more than tread. So, so I ended up getting the Hilo Athletics, and it was funny because I was against them for 1 second only because
of the color.
They are all black with a white sole. And I'm like, oh, and I was standing there in a set of Adidas that were like fluorescent green. I'm like, I'm going to be Usain Bolt. I'm going to look awesome in these. And I'm like, these feel so good.
You can't be Usain Bolt if you're just walking.
I'm not just walking, Shannon. I've got receipts on my phone of time and distance. So don't start.
You gotta admit, it was kind of funny though. All right, moving on.
To you.
Okay, keep going.
So I get these, I'm excited. Yeah, I got insoles, I got socks, I got all this stuff. Coach Erica, shout out Erica Miller, very happy. Best thing, talked about socks, Baliga.
Do you ever think you talk about socks this much?
No.
Which, you're all about those socks, and I might try one pair of them.
I'm telling you, I got the blister resistant, and let me tell you, I had on a trainer pair, and then I had on my blister resistant. Night and day difference, blister resistant,
just saying,
so good.
Still
good.
Just in case you want to try and save a little bit of money.
Okay, I can't say something about ice cream, and you're going to say something about socks.
Go to Hanes. Just try the Hanes ones. They're just as comfortable. I'm telling you, they are so comfortable. I buy those ones. That's what I use to run in. Except for my...
Reach out to Stan and Shen at Gmail. I'll tell you what flavor I didn't like.
For my long socks, I just use your basic whatever white socks you get at Walmart. Because I don't even care in the winter.
I just...
If I'm out running...
This made the difference. This made the difference. So I get these on Thursday. Somebody found yet again another gift card from 3 years ago to Fleet Feet that finally decided to use it. And then was gifted another gift card. Because she knows people, I think, more than anything. So
that's not it. I won.
Yeah, you won. And so you go to Fleet Feet, and we're like back and forth on the phone and texting. And I meet up with you, and like, oh, yeah, I got these. The exact same, obviously not size.
Yeah, but mine only took less than half an hour.
Well, because you walked in, and you're like,
I'm like, hi, I have these old shoes. I think I'm due for some new shoes. I'm definitely due for some insoles. Like, I took them out, and they flopped. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's how you know.
Shout out to Fleet Feet.
Yeah.
And what a difference, how much of a difference they make to you?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I went out and did a 5K. My time was not great. It took me like 40 minutes and 11 seconds to do it. But that was literally doing like 5 minute intervals of running and then like 1 or 2 minutes of walking. I think it was 2 minutes of walking until I got to the 5K. But I will say this, like I've been battling shin splints. And for the first time ever, I did feel them like right off the bat, but then it really eased up on them and I was able to run through that. So that was nice. And I needed that. I really needed that. Now, because Saturdays are so easy to run because you can sleep in the morning, have all that energy to go run. It's the weekdays that are hard. Those non-days off where you got where I work out in the morning like I did today, and now I have to force myself to go back to the gym for a second time to get the run in because I didn't think to bring the running shoes this morning and just do it all in one. But also, like, I don't know, there's different running clothes than there are weightlifting clothes. So that also makes a difference. But anyway.
I don't have that problem.
Yeah.
So I've been fortunate.
I never have that problem.
Everything's been outside. I haven't been forced inside yet. On the treadmill, which kind of scares me because I can just see me flying off it and hurting myself. So I just finished my last interval. So time, run, walk.
Yeah, now run, I'm doing distance.
You know, now I start distance tomorrow morning. I'm not happy because I'm a beginner.
Yeah, but if you think about it, I mean, they did put the time in there. So like if you were already doing like a 5 minute interval, you're probably, depending on your speed, you're going to hit probably like 1/4 mile.
Yeah, it's a quarter run, eighth rest.
Yeah.
Then it's a half run.
Yep.
And a quarter rest.
Yep.
Like times six.
I don't think it's times six.
It's 20 minutes worth.
It's not that long.
It does. It's like you do it a bunch of times.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, the quarter miles is like 5 to 7 minutes. And the half mile is
If a quarter mile is 7 minutes, you're saying I'm going to do a 28-minute mile? A quarter is a fourth. Four fourths is a mile. So if I do a 7 minute quarter.
I think that's what it said.
You're saying, no.
I'm going to pull it up.
You can pull it up because it says the half is 5 to 7.
Oh, maybe I read it wrong.
No, you're just going to be laughing at me. As she laughs on the podcast. But Coach Erica's, hasn't Coach Erica been okay, awesome?
First of all, 2.5 miles is anywhere from 2.5 minutes to 5 miles. So I'm not that off. I said 5 to 7, whatever. The half a mile is 5 to 7 minutes.
Right.
Okay, well, get your shit.
You said the, okay, I'm getting my crap together because you said a quarter mile.
Okay.
No, there's a big.
0.25 is a quarter mile.
Yeah. And 5 to 7 minutes.
And five to seven, but I'm not that off. I was just off by, I went to the one hat, one side of it instead of the back, instead of the other side of it. I went to the 5 to 7 instead of the 2.5 to five. But if you run it in five, you're running it in five.
I think that bittersweet bag may not make it through the podcast. I'm telling you right now.
What's the difference between 28 minutes and 20 minutes, Stan? Either
it's a heck of a, what's the difference between, what's it, really? Anyway.
If you run a 20-minute mile, listen, it's not beating me. You can watch in the flints.
I don't want to run a 60-minute 5K.
Okay, well, I'm just like, then you won't have to step it up.
You know, so here's the bet. Here's it in case, just to rewind this, in case you weren't familiar, how, you know, Usain Bolt, you know, barely accepted this challenge. It's lunch at Hokkaido. I already bought the gift card. And Shannon's giving me 10 minutes off my time. I have to run prior to the delightful run for women.
No. You're going to be 10 minutes more than my time.
I understand. I said you're giving me 10 minutes. So whatever I run as I was going to finish, Shannon must run 10 minutes faster than me. And loser buys lunch.
Yeah, should be easy. We'll see. We'll see, Dale. That hill might kill me.
And of course, as the confidence exudes from my co-host. The minute I mention a potential rematch, I get crushed. I literally get yelled at.
You're like, I want to run a 5K like every
2 months. Yeah, that's
not happening. I'm not doing that.
You don't have to, but I want to do one where we are at the starting line together.
I don't know, maybe.
Exactly. This is the day in the life.
You're very thrilled about doing this. You haven't hit summer running weather yet, so we'll see how you do.
I'm a guy who'll sweat in a freezer. Yeah, it's gonna be a thing. It's gonna be a thing. I may just throw away clothes. I may just like run and then like throw the clothes away.
That's pretty much
what's gonna happen.
I will not be doing that. Mine are too expensive.
But again, let's go back to the positivity of all this.
Yes.
Please say something nice about Coach.
About you?
No.
About me?
No.
About Erica? She's great.
Coach Erica Miller.
Yeah.
Has been getting us through this. Yeah. So good.
Oh my God. There's been so many times where I've just been like, listen, today's run was not it. Like many times in the like last 2 weeks. And she's like, listen, 1 mile is better than no miles.
Yeah. It's like, she awesome. She's the best. She's the best overall. Ace photographer, award-winning photographer.
She has really gotten down the long distance.
Like, oh yeah, I ran 5 miles, and I'm like, what? It's crazy.
Just got down the line.
Downtown Schenectady. This weekend, Sunday was banging. Green Market goes outside.
There was no transition, right there. You just
because
running to.
I'm trying to get this under a certain time.
Oh, okay.
And there's stuff to cover.
Forget the transitions. We're just gonna go to the markets.
We're just gonna go to the market because we finally got the shout out to Erica Miller, which is what I wanted to do. So the weekend was great. Sunday. Green Market
in downtown Schenectady.
And the new Maid Market.
Yes. The rebranded.
The rebranded.
J Street Market. Yep.
Talk to our friend Kayla Eck, friend of the podcast, who we will see on Friday.
Correct. Yes. Because she is winning a Good News Award for her efforts with, well, I shouldn't say efforts, but she does the Nightmare on Market, but I should say efforts to draw more people to downtown Schenectady and to showcase, oddities, which I think can be a little standoffish to people sometimes. But if you've ever been to the Nightmare Market, some of the chillest people you'll ever meet. I still avoid the clowns, though. I'm not a clown
person. No clowns on Sunday. We were good.
Yeah.
Well, we were good. So was it kind of that vibe, not that not that nightmarish gothic vibe type of thing, but it was just, you know, the oddity, I think you can also parlay into unique and unusual. Like uranium jewelry. Wicked cool. Talk to Victoria there. It glows in the dark. It's like, it's so awesome. It's so much fun.
I don't know if I want uranium, Jeremy, but
it's all good. It's all good.
I'm gonna need this piece of paperwork.
It's stop down.
But yes, so
that was great.
Yeah, so Nightmare on J is gonna receive an award on Friday at the Good News Luncheon through the Chamber, and along with Slock and Proctors, which will be recognized for 100 years. Trying to think.
Greg Floyd's the MC.
Oh, Greg's the MC.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's going to be a good thing. You'll be in attendance.
Correct.
Courtesy of the partnership with the Daily Gazette.
Yes. Thanks for a seat at the table.
You got it. Boss is already there. She's on the committee, but we made room on the Gazette table for Shannon.
Made room?
We made room.
I don't know why you say it like that, as if I didn't. I wasn't.
I wasn't. Hey, are you getting a table? Text. What else do we have?
Show up.
And then going back to the BE days as a business editor, I was at Party Shark, new record store.
Correct.
Inside an old record store on J Street. Talked to Scott there. Stopped in on Sunday.
Yes, and they are looking for records if anybody.
Yep, he's buying, selling. Yep. Great vibe. Done a lot. All the people that have come in when I was there talking to him remember it as the old record store location, and are amazed at the new look and vibe and are very excited. And he's only been open literally less than a week.
Yep.
Going back to the shared business editor days, I revisited one of the old BizBeat stops, Russell's Deli in Balsa Spa. Russell and Judy Shapiro, who we interviewed.
See Noah Claire in hand.
I literally didn't have time. It was on the list to go there, but I had to go see Scott and make my meeting. And because I saw Scott at Party Shark, I brought you a bag from Bittersweet that you've not opened yet.
No, I appreciate it. Oh, I did peek inside. Don't worry.
Okay.
I know what's in here.
I know what's in here?
Yeah. The good stuff.
Yeah.
Raisin and peanut.
So it's like the old Chunky. Remember the Chunky? The square bar?
These are flavors I have yet to have.
Good. They won't disappoint because Heather recommended. One tastes like a s'mores. The other one's the old Chunky Bar, which was the that are old enough.
She knows.
And?
Well, yeah, I saw the 100 grand. Don't worry.
Okay.
My favorite candy bar. Yeah. Did she tell you that I'm obsessed with her white chocolate Oreos?
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, it's like the one thing.
The one
chocolate.
Thing.
It's a lemon.
So going back to the business owner days, Russell's Deli and Balsa Spa.
Yes.
2023, you and I were there on assignment.
Yep.
Judy and Russell put it up for sale.
Yeah. Actually, I wasn't there on assignment. I think I sent you because I was actually working from home sick when I did the story, which is unfortunate because I have yet to try one of these dang eclairs.
And in your story, you have a quote from Russell that said, it may take 3 weeks, may take 3 years.
I know, it's perfect, isn't
it? It's almost to the date that they sold the business, the whole thing, Stanley Stern.
He's a great reporter.
And, he...
Like, couldn't have written it any better.
3 years, and he didn't have to reduce his price. He knew what he wanted to get out of that, but him and Judy have been running it, just the two of them, for 3.5 years.
So, just want to put this out there, because obviously working with DSIC and having been the business editor, huge proponent of supporting local, especially our local restaurants, given the year that we've had with numerous delis closing. This one's not closing.
No,
this
one change is of ownership. And
changing ownership.
New owners take over Monday morning.
Well, my point here is go support them. I know change can be difficult.
And here's what's interesting, and this is online at the Daily Gazette right now, is that he had at least three other times he had the business under contract for sale. There's that much interest in that. It was already successful. People wanted that business as a whole, and it just didn't happen through the financial banking and all that stuff. So these owners came in and had everything. So they did it.
And keeping it all the same, right?
Everything's the same. Yeah. They're literally just bang. And
love it.
They make changes. They make changes. They'll be gradual.
As long as the eclair recipe stays the same.
Thursday, We have the Belmont on Broadway announcement.
Oh, yeah, my side gig.
Your side gig. And we have the bands that will not be released until Thursday, unless the bands put them up online again like they did last year.
If it helps, I don't know who they are.
Okay, thank you. I did the same thing.
So for the young people.
Yes, this is not in the same, I guess we can say it's not in the same realm of Blues Travelers and Gin Blossoms.
For sure.
A little bit different. A lot different.
We'll talk after the podcast. But yeah, you'll see a piece that I'm writing about a look back from a couple of the different, couple of the big players from, you know, I have both Todd and we're waiting on comment from Pat McKenna over at Naira. So a quick little look back, over the last 2 years as we head into the final third leg of Belmont at Saratoga, of just like, you know, what they've enjoyed, what the successes, challenges along the way. Had a great conversation with Todd. You'll get to read a little bit more about that, but to give you a sneak preview.
Todd Shimkus
at the Chamber, yeah.
President Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, not the other Todd I deal with, which is Todd Garofano at Discover Schenectady. This is Todd Shimkus at the Chamber. There's a lot of Todds.
But there's only one Shenan.
But there literally might only be one Shenandoah Brewer. But I talked to him, and one of the things he mentioned was wishing they had sort of just promoted that, you know, downtown Saratoga is not as chaotic as, like, people thought it may have been that first time around. It, like, really is, like, if you're a local, like, you can go out and enjoy downtown Saratoga during the days that the big races are going on or just any of the races at the track because people are at the track, and they're going to stay at the track and do the things at the track so, like, you can come out. But also, like, if you wanted to go to the track and then go to dinner, like, it's not like crazy, like you can't find parking and things like that. Like it was not that. So that was one thing he, you know, had sort of touched on, was like wishing that they had sort of been a little bit more like better the last two times around about sort of promoting that you can still do things in downtown Saratoga. Not that they weren't, but just like better about it, because there was sort of this feeling even both times when we covered it that you weren't going to be able to do things. So but yeah, also gonna just do a quick little shout out because it's on the cusp of the district, just in the district. I believe it's in the district. St. Anthony's Festa, June 6th, the first not first night of Belmont, but one of the bigger days of the Belmont Stakes, the Friday. So June 6th, Festa. Oh, by the way, just gonna throw you on the spot right now. We've been asked to do a live podcast taping for Festa for the first day. Anyway, we'll talk about that.
I got that request on Sunday.
Oh, did you really? From Doreen?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So you saw her. Great, cool.
Right, because my response was, ask Shenan.
Oh, okay.
Don't ask me. Ask Shenan, because I will get yelled at.
Oh, my response was, I got to talk to Stan. I'll let you know.
Well, you know I'll say yes. I don't say yes, because then you'll be like, what?
Okay, anyway. So yeah.
That's how communications goes here. So if you really want us somewhere,
email us.
Shenandoah@downtownschenectady.org.
Yeah, because I also don't have access to our Gmail account that we apparently have for the podcast. So anyway.
It's overwhelming. I'll have to share it. So we have so much.
Do we really? No, we don't. No one emails us. Can someone just email us to say hello?
Make sure. Is this thing on?
Let us know that you're listening at least. You can tell us we're not funny. You can give us hate mail. We'll take that too. I used to hang up my hate mail at the Gazette, especially if you had misspellings. I just redline it.
And then, so more excitement coming to the district. Yep. SLOC is bringing in American Idiot.
Correct. Yep. So that will be their last show of this season.
The 99th.
The 99th season before we head into the 100th. Now, no announcement yet of the mystery show.
Till June.
That's killing me. It's killing me softly. That's not a hit, by the way. I'm just saying that because that was a good song. But yeah, so that's coming up. We have a couple restaurants on the verge of opening, hopefully soon. And by a couple, I mean literally a handful. There's probably like five. One that was put in the channel 10 a little bit too early, but hopefully gets approved through the
planning
city,
board. The so
city
that should planning be planning board.
And a couple more coming up. You know, we just sent out one regarding the folks over at Center Street who will be opening up Japanese style food restaurant here shortly, hopefully. They're working out some final details and a couple other places. So, you know, be on the lookout. We'll have announcements coming. I think we're going to hit our mark of wanting to do 10 plus ribbon cuttings this year, which was on our 2026 predictions. I would say the one for, depending on how you look at Soup Stroll, the weather one could go either way.
Right. Yeah. Something.
No inclement weather for any major outdoor events. I would say inclement means that we had to cancel an event and we haven't thankfully had to do that yet. And we will not need to do that for Tater Trot because we're going to have nothing but sunshine and rainbows that day. If I got to make it myself.
And just out of district, but it is theater related. I will be at the Palace Theater next week.
Well, for what?
In costume, sort of. In theme, courtesy of your boss, who guilted me into purchasing tickets to the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
With the shadow cast up on stage in front of the big screen. So Rita, who has seen the show many, many times, many Friday nights at midnight, as a younger person portraying Columbia, will be taking me to my first ever Rocky Horror Picture Show shadow cast event.
I've actually never been either. I can't remember the last time I've actually seen it, probably since I was a kid.
But so anyway. Big, so excited. So we got that going on.
And other non-Stan and Shen work-related news, The Devil Wears Prada 2 is coming out. And listen, if they want to sponsor us too, I'm not going to say no because that's my jam. I can't wait. I literally might spend money on that purse with the popcorn in it. Also, Old Navy has a collab, and I really want the Cerulean blue sweater, and I don't even care that it's like 80 degrees out. I would wear it.
And speaking of the district.
But it relates to the district because I might have to go see it at our cinema.
Relating to the district.
Yes.
Did you put in to be cast for Gilded Age, which will be filming again in downtown Schenectady?
I did not.
Did you sign up?
I didn't. I don't believe it actually. That portion falls within the district. I think they
filmed nearby enough.
They filmed in the stockade, but hopefully they dine in the district.
Correct. I mean, everybody's there. I mean, the horses were parked right next to the former Grants.
Correct. Yeah. So they're like right on the cusp of the district. I know our boundaries are so weird. But we would love to have them come down to some downtown Schenectady restaurants.
That'd be awesome to have.
Like, we have so many you can enjoy while you're filming.
Carrie Coons over at Ambition or something. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Ambition is the place where celebrities go.
They know. Mark's got the hookup. He's got the hookup more than you and I do.
Listen, I mentioned Ambition to, I'm blanking on his name, Connor Sullivan, who played the ringmaster in Water for Elephants. I was like, listen, you got to go to Ambition. I said, Ryan Reynolds has been there. And he was like, oh, okay. I was like, yep, there you go.
Mint Mobile Ambition.
Right? It was Ryan Reynolds? I'm pretty certain it was Ryan Reynolds.
Or Ryan Gosling. Because it was in the Pines.
Maybe it was Ryan maybe both Ryan's.
I think it was Ryan Gosling.
Listen, you think? Some of them all look the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's it.
I think that about sums it up for the week. We had a lot of catching up to do.
We did.
There's definitely things I missed. If this podcast makes it out before Friday, art night on Friday, check it out. Great gallery going on over at, and I mean, this will work either way because the gallery will be there until May 26th at Bear and Bird. But Friendly Little Strangers, a new gallery up there. Several different artists' work on display and also available for purchase. You can find that on their website. So there's that, but there's trash parade stuff is going on at the Armory, so you can come make your trash parade outfit at the Armory for art night. And we got to get a special person on the podcast pretty soon. It's Belmont-ish related. That'd be Tiff Mansfield from Hat Pin Peril, who is our milliner in the area, who just recently had a showing at, and I'm blanking on the exact name of the place, but their largest sponsor is Churchill Downs. So she just showed a great piece there. So hopefully we'll have her on soon. Anyway, so that's that.
That's it.
That's it.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. You're not going to end with your little quote?
I'm wanting to see how you wanted to close, because I'm going to close with something a little bit different.
I'm comfortable with this.
You'd rather me go with those standard that you just bash?
Yeah, because I'm used to bashing.
Okay.
All right.
Hit me with your best shot.
Oh, you're closing and I'm going.
No. I'm done. Goodbye, everybody. Okay, go.
Oh, all right. So Stan here on the Stan and Shen Show. Catch us on all your streaming platforms and on YouTube. Our YouTube podcasts are doing really well. It's not just our logo. We try to put in as much photos as we can. Make it worthwhile. It's doing really well. We don't have the live cameras, but we kind of spice it up. But it's they're doing well.
We know if we ever need them, because my desk be a hot mess when I'm in the middle of the
Yeah,
event.
Believe me. It's the new studio, if and when, will be video capable. So, for Stan and Shen at the DSIC, nobody knows, Downtown Schenectady Improvement Corp Program Coordinator's Office, Shenandoah Barrere. This is Stan Hootie, and taking a note from my friend Kevin Costner and Bull Durham. When you speak of me, speak well. How's that one? Nothing.
I'll let you know.
Hey, Shen, it's Brian Krause here. I hear you're doing great things on the show and the newspaper, and I want to say, oh, look at that. How sexy is that? Same guy? I don't know. Listen, word is, keep it up. You're kicking ass. And to the Stan and Shen show, keep rocking. I'm Brian Krause. Much love.